producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Yesterday is gone. Today is today. You don't know what tomorrow will bring, so spend as much time as you can today with us here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn piping up in the background there. Yes. Kenny Kessler, Kara Schillen. A happy New Year. If you're going to celebrate New Year in Times Square, you might want to go into the Olive Garden. It costs you $400 a head.
Yeah, but those breadsticks are delicious.
$400.
And that doesn't include breadsticks.
That's not including dinner?
No. You have
it includes some kind of buffet, but no breadsticks.
Oh, does it?
Oh, forget it then.
All right, let's see here. What else is going on? The people who don't want to be with the drunken rabble outside sit inside for $100, $200, $300, $400 in comfort. They're going to have a DJ there, an open bar.
I would I'm gonna admit it. I know you think it seems ridiculous. I would so do this.
Really?
And here, there's many reasons why. The ones you just said, particularly, I don't want to stand out on the street for, you know, for hours and hours and hours.
No.
I don't want to be stuck with all these drunk, yucky people. I don't want to be stuck without access to a toilet.
Yes,
I want to be in some place where it's, like, warm and comfortable and still be able to see the ball drop. And I don't know if you've been to Times Square lately, but that Olive Garden is a great location to see the ball.
All right, here's a better one. The Bubba Gump Shrimp Store on Broadway.
Oh, that was even better.
Closer in.
How much?
But it costs you twice as much, $799.
Ooh, I'm going to stick with the OG, baby.
On New Year's Eve. And then if you go to Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, that's right there.
$349 a head. If you want to sit at the VIP table and you're married or you're a couple, $1,699. You will not be able to see the ball at all from inside the restaurant. So that's the what it's going to cost you if you want to go and be warm in Times Square.
But can't you just run out on the street at the opportune moment?
There's an Italian restaurant called Buca di Beppo. I don't know how to. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's right. Buca di Beppo. You've never been to one of those?
$999 with a dinner that includes pasta, chicken, and salmon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Better be the best chicken I've ever had.
And who is nuts enough to do that? Probably tons of people. These people are going to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
But
right?
You know, think about it this way. Most people want to do this once in their life. So you're going to spend that once in your life kind of money to go do it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have an idea. I've
have
never had
the there?
Idea that it would be a cool place to be. I usually go to bed. The last two or three New Year's Eves with Meredith, we were out by 10 o'clock.
Oh, Lord.
I don't usually stay because I do the program on New Year's Day. So, once in a while. And then we woke up, I think, for New Year's and had a glass of champagne and went back to sleep. But it's not a big thing. I think it just depends on where you are in life or what your priorities are. I don't care. I look at the New Year's as an opportunity for new beginnings, and it happens with each new day, it happens with each new hour, it happens with each new year. I'm very excited about the prospects for 2016. I think 2016, from all that, we're going to have my astrologer, Maria Triligi, on Friday to spend some time talking about what she expects 2016 to be like and how it will influence.
Was she right about 2015?
Yeah, she was. She said 2015 would be a sucko year, and it was.
Hmm.
It was for me anyway. I don't know how it was for you, and a great year for a lot of people.
I'm not saying it's great. It just wasn't the worst ever.
No, it wasn't the worst by any stretch of the imagination. No, not at all. But it wasn't great. And we have all of this stuff that's coming together now around the planet, the anger and the fear and the restlessness and I was earlier talking about a Russian that I met yesterday, and I'm not going to go through back the whole conversation, but one of the things that he said to me, I rented a car from what is the Airbnb of cars, it's called Turo, And this fellow has a bunch of cars that are in the service. So he picked me up and he dropped me off, and we were talking about what is going on in Russia and how aggressive they are in the Ukraine and what they want. And he said, nobody pays any attention. The Russians pay little attention to Putin. And then we started talking about leadership. And he said, you know, all of the people I know don't care about politics, and they don't care about politicians, and they don't care about leadership. They care about themselves, their friends, and their family. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I've been fortunate enough to travel all over the world, many, many places, many countries, and I've always found the same thing. And you've heard me say this over the years, perhaps, that what I find in common with most people that I meet is that they want a couple of square meals a day, a roof over their head, and security for their family if they have a family. And that's this guy looked at me and said, yeah, he's a duh. But it is true. We don't want to fight. Look at how the Arabs and the Jews and the Christians get along in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. They've been getting along there forever.
Yeah, opportunity, and we want to feel safe.
That's it. And that's really what you get if you push aside, and we don't do that. I mean, the news talk radio world, for the most part, is angry, hostile, aggressive, and aimed at a political bent that isn't necessarily in all of our best interest, but yet we get into the stridency of it because we identify with the things that are wrong. That's why we identify with Donald Trump for the most part. Even if he's not the best candidate, by far he's not the best candidate. You know, we don't have really good, classy. I would love to, and there's still a hubbub in the background about Michael Bloomberg maybe running for president. At the last minute, putting himself into the Republican convention. Who knows whether that's true? I'd vote for the guy in a heartbeat. I'd vote for Donald Trump if he were the only one that continued to express most of the concerns that I have and try to figure out ways of fixing it. I don't like the fact that he spends so much time talking down to other people. I don't think that's necessary. I think it's actually foolish of him to do it, and I question his judgment in doing it. One of the things this fellow, this Russian, said to me yesterday about politicians or the leadership is that in Putin's case and the other people that work for him that are his henchmen, they all have these, this fellow was trying to figure out what ego was, the word for ego, and he finally got to it. He says they have such tremendous egos, and they all want to be in charge, and they all have been able to be in charge because they have it's like a gang. The country, the Russians, basically are run, the country's run by gangs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old gang, the old KGB gang. The guys who were supposed to be getting the bad guys are now the bad guys. And one wonders if you look around the world and see that happening most everywhere, doesn't it? I mean, when you get down to political leadership, the good guys sooner or later become the bad guys. And is that because of the exposure, whether it's in this country or elsewhere? Look at Saddam Hussein. He was our pal. And then we killed him because he wasn't our pal any longer.
Right.
That the same thing is true with the Mubarak in Egypt.
That was ridiculous. He wasn't a great guy, but he really was.
But we fermented,
ally.
Right? But we fermented we facilitated, shall we say, that overthrow, the democracy and all that other stuff that came about. And look at what you got. We've made a mess of the Middle East. We have made a mess of it, and now we keep paying with our lives, with men and women who give their lives to fix the mess of these guys like George Bush and Putin and others who have, and Obama's no different. And so we wonder out loud whether these people have good intentions. Mr. Hope and Change, always going to be great when he went into office, but when he reads the fine print, I guess I can't do that. Guess I can't do that either. Guess I better not do that. So what do we have? Does Donald Trump have any better chance of being, if he's the strongest candidate, and I'm looking at the USA Today poll of power rankings for this year, Donald Trump has dominated these rankings. He's been on the top since the survey started.
He's tied in the poll with Hillary Clinton. One of the weaknesses is that he wins really handily in all the polls in the primary, but then in polling they try to put him up against Hillary Clinton, and he has a tougher time against her. Yeah. But now a new poll's out saying that they're pretty much tied neck and neck, or he maybe even beats her by a percentage point or two.
All right, a pleasant thought for a moment.
Sure.
Snow in Virginia on Christmas Day. I saw this wonderful, this is a refreshing story about a fella named Trevor Smithson. Works in special effects for television and film. He just got married. His wife's name is Courtney. And she said she'd never seen any snow on Christmas. So this guy, he's living in Richmond, Virginia. I was going to say Richmond, Indiana. There was no snow on any lawn. So what he did was bring home the equipment that they used to make snow for a film and television. And he sprayed the house and the front yard. That's, the pictures on Facebook are all over social media if you look and see. I think you just look for Smithson, probably, Kenny. S-M-I-T-H-S-O-N, or fake snow in Richmond, Virginia. But it's a very cute story about how everybody, I mean, the snow, this stuff melted right away because it was like 70 degrees there on Christmas Day. Everybody else's lawn is green, and this guy gets
got his
gray
white
snow for his wife. I think it's cute.
That's, I think it's sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Happy New Year, everybody. 17 after the hour. Program brought to you in part by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico 15 minutes ago.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Another savings secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money.
Yeah!
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Pack makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pot.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, so coming up on 19 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn does the What's Cooking segment here on our program and in the CRN digital format. She has and her father a great business that they're running that serves the public in lots of different ways, including audio for television cable systems around the country. So we decided we'd take the What's Cooking idea and put it on the Good Day program. And earlier today, Jennifer was talking about eggs and whether they sink or they swim.
Yeah, I got the tip backwards.
Backwards.
But here's the thing. Okay, so you don't have to necessarily look at the expiration date on your eggs. What you do is you get a bowl of water. You can even get a glass of water if you're just checking one egg. And you still do them when the egg is in the shell. It's still just an egg. You drop it in. If they float to the bottom, those are the good eggs. If they raise up to the top, those are the ones you want to get rid of. I got it all twisted around.
Thank
but if there's sinkers, eat those. Throw away the floaters.
Twisted Sister Jennifer on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Three at the hour on the friendly Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, Kara Schillen, and Laura Branigan with the number five song from this week in 1982. Oh, yeah. Crank it up, Ken, huh?
You're always on the run now.
Me.
Running after somebody.
All right, story behind the story here is normally in this portion of every hour we have a musical focus. Mostly it's pop music because that's what I like. And but Kenny lines up the top five songs of this particular week in a particular year. And yesterday McFadden screwed this all up. So I decided we'd do it the right way today. McFadden's gone for the rest of the week, so we can pretty much fix all of the mistakes, right? Jennifer, we take...
we can always do take back season.
All
yeah.
Right, exactly. All right. So anyway, the song Gloria. This lady had terrific... Listen to her pipes. Crank this up. And yet she didn't enjoy, what was it, 4 or 5 years of hits and success, Kenny, and then she seemed to disappear.
If that.
Yeah, maybe not. She and Taylor Dane had a similar story, and they had similar voices, as I recall.
Although I think Taylor Dane actually had a little more longevity, if I'm
Did
not
she?
Mistaken. I think she
yeah.
had a few hits.
Yeah, anyway. So a number five tune, anyway, 1982 this week was Laura Branigan's Gloria. Number four belonged to Don Henley, Without the Eagles. Laundry, the evening news. I make my living off the morning news. Plenty of dirty laundry, though, just the same. All right, so that was number four during this week in 1982. Number three was a combo, the last time these guys sang or talked to each other. Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney.
Girl's Mine.
Girl's Mine. Great song.
Love it.
As I recall, Kenny, in my own music or reflection, this song stayed at number one for 3 or 4 weeks. Very, it is a great story and song. And two of them sounded great together.
One of the biggest hits of the year, that year.
I don't understand the way you think. Saying that
shortly after that Michael Jackson bought the Beatles a catalog from Sony Music, and as the end of that, because McCartney wanted to buy it, and Jack said, "No, I think I'll buy it instead." Okay, this is the one that I didn't get, and Jennifer took me to task for not knowing who Tony Basile
Basil.
Basil. Good
Lord.
Basil. Where did she come from? Is she a Mickey Mouser or something?
No, this is like a song from the 80s.
I got it. It's a song from the 80s. Number two this week, 1982.
Yeah, come on.
So who? What else did she have that was a pop hit?
This.
Nothing. This was it. And she was so smart. She kept the money, bought a house, took care of her family. Lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Good for her. All
right,
that's
Wonder Gone Right.
So why do you suppose, I don't know anything about her. I'm usually pretty up on.
I am so surprised. This is so up your alley, too. This is like a Doug Steffen song if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Annoying.
Kind of like a, it's kind of like a, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh, you took a shot at me.
No, I did not.
Kara, what did she say? She said something about me.
Kara didn't hear anything.
Yes.
I'm not being dragged under the bus for this.
Oh,
right.
Oh, thanks. Ah, that's what I like, is support from my staff. The number one song this week in 1982, Hall and Oates, Daryl Hall, John Oates. I met this person.
Watch out for it.
All of us have at one point in time or another. Kenny, you probably met something like this, right?
Yes. Yes, very good.
Travels. All right. So that takes care of our top five list. Thank you. We have to get it right. This program is built, our reputation is built on getting it right. Get all of everything right. 28 past the hour.
Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As we celebrate the season of giving, I'd like to share a story about how one charity's efforts to practice the golden rule were severely tested by an ill-advised lawsuit. A Florida soup kitchen called Love Thy Neighbor has provided meals to the homeless for years. Then one day, the charity was served with a lawsuit. The reason? A business named Love Your Neighbor claimed its potential customers might be confused if the charity continued to operate with a similar-sounding name. You heard that right. Love Your Neighbor was suing Love Thy Neighbor. The charity was forced to defend itself in federal court during months of litigation. Fortunately, the charity eventually won. Yet because of all the money it had to spend, it was anything but a heavenly ending. The founder of the charity told me that the money it had to spend on lawyers could have provided meals to 40,000 people. Let's be fair. America would be much better off if we all focused more on the golden rule and less on using court rules to sue each other so often. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor, it's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor, and is 50% lighter than our regular litter, and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen, Dudley to my friends. Jennifer Horn is my friend. She can call me Dudley. She calls me Dougie.
I'll call you Dougie.
We opened up. I have a present, though. I've got to get to see you this week.
We're going to work
a couple
on
of things.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. You sent me a card. You sent Meredith me a card, and I opened it up and put it on her counter in Florida. And she looked at it. She just smiled because she loves when she listens to you call me Dougie. She gets a kick out of the Dougie. Whatever that kick may be. Ken Kesley here to give us a kick. Kara Schillen is on the job. Good news today from outer space. The asteroid that was far, far away and got closer and closer and closer. Internet buzzing with all kinds of articles about this asteroid that would collide with the Earth sometime this week during the holiday season. However, the, let's see, what the asteroid is number 2008CM. And that asteroid is one of several asteroids on the close approach list, poised to pass within several million miles of Earth this week. 2008CM, 72 feet long, comes within about 1.27 million miles of our planet sometime later in the week, maybe on New Year's Eve. Not close enough.
That'll be scary.
Well, but it's like a million miles away.
Yeah, well.
That's four times more, well, three times more, depending on the time of year. The moon's about 300 and something thousand miles away. So it's three times further away than the moon. So what
that's
are we getting
far.
All, what are we getting all worked up about? This is some way to scare people. Let's scare people some more. You have more to worry about. How many people are worried about immigration? Raise your hands, thinking out loud about things that we're worried about. It's a big political
issue. It's a concern.
Issue. Yeah, it's a concern for people. Well, you may be happy to know, if you are interested in getting rid of as many of the illegals as possible, raids and deportations start this week, targeting hundreds of families who fled to the U.S. from Central Amasia. Central Amasia, good, Doug.
I want to live in Amasia. Yeah.
Well, I get paid by the word. I put Central America and Asia together and came up with Central
Amasia.
Where
I am, it's Amasia.
It's Amasia. This whole program is amnesia. Anyway, so these people who came here in 2015 being moved out by the Department of Homeland Security, story in the Washington Post suggests the operation being handled by ICE agents, reportedly be the largest nationwide effort to deport families who have fled violence in their home countries. The Post story that I saw reported that more than 100,000 families have made the journey into our country illegally in the past year because of violence. So let me get this straight. We're going to kick these people out because they identified themselves, and we're going to let people in
who are
from
sneaking over
the Middle East. Well, there's two things here. The sneakers that come in and the stinkers, but the people we're going to... I mean, I don't know anything about these people and what they're contributing to their possibility. I just find it hypocritical and inconsistent that we are focused on these people. I'm all for tightening up the borders. I'm all for getting rid of the people who don't contribute. I'm all for fixing the immigration problem, which nobody seems to be addressing because of these liars and cheats who want them to come in here so they can vote for them, and that's really what we are dealing with here. That's all this is. But the refugees that are coming from the Middle East, so how come we can bring 75,000 of them in, and most people not approve of it, and we're going to send these 100,000 families away? What is the difference? These people came from, the only difference I can see is these people came from Central America from a problem. There are a couple of
truly, that's where the big countries. Issue is with immigration, illegal immigration to this country. I mean, there's a difference between immigration and refugee status, and people are getting those really confused and gray. Mm-hmm. Immigration are people coming here for opportunity. They're coming here for whatever reason. Refugees are coming here because there is no physically no place for them to go. And if we believe that's true, because there are places for them to go, in my opinion, like Saudi Arabia, they should be checking out first. I mean, that's where the issue with the refugees comes in, is that it's for safety's sake. It's not for opportunity. And so you want to have them resettle in a place that's the closest to where they are now so that the ultimate goal is they can go back home. With immigration, the people's ultimate goal is to not come back home. It's to create a life and an opportunity here forever, permanently, and not go back. Right. So there's a big gray area. People constantly put the refugees and the immigrants together. I mean, you bring up Central America. That's the place where people are coming from now that's really troublesome to the U.S. They're walking right through Mexico.
Yeah,
it's not
right
the Mexicans that are crossing in anymore. Everybody from Mexico is either here or they're going back.
Yeah.
And
more going back than coming.
The Central Americans are the ones that are coming in, and it's very difficult. They're not being vetted at all from a national security standpoint. That's how a lot of the cells that are getting set up in this country are coming in. People tromping right over through Texas from Central America.
Tromping through Texas. Tromping. How are the tornadoes doing for you folks there in Texas last couple of days?
Not good either, no.
Jennifer has a wonderful Facebook page.
Thank you.
As do I. I think that there are a lot of people who contribute good things. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. We could maybe have a little, not a rivalry, I suppose, Kenny, between my Facebook page and the comments that are there and the ones on Jennifer's page. I've listened. I think more of Jennifer's are personal. Not many people have personal comments for me. They direct their comments at me and expect me to comment on their comments, which is swell. But Jennifer has people who are actually telling her things that are important.
Yeah, and you know,
you're a big star, and I love listening to you and things like that.
Well, you know, if you insist, go ahead. Okay. But, you know, I've been a little bit behind in my Facebook messages, and so today my New Year's resolution, which I'm starting a little early, is to not let clutter just sit, because I want to actually, I respond to everybody that writes to me on Facebook. I respond.
Nice.
If I get it, I respond. So you can follow me, you know, chat with me. I love having that personal connection with people. But sometimes I get a little backlogged. So I went through a bunch of emails today on Facebook and was able to hopefully get back to any of you that have sent me messages.
What were some of the messages, though? Come on.
Really nice ones. Love starting my day with you. You're such a talent. Doug, you're so lucky to have you.
And your mother?
That was from my mom.
Yeah, of course it was.
But there were a few others. You know, actually, one of our Facebook friends got back to me about Obamacare. This was really interesting. We had talked about Obamacare a couple of weeks ago.
Not much.
And, what?
We don't talk much about
that. Well, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, though, and yeah, I said I wonder what the fine is now for people that don't have Obamacare to get dinged on their taxes,
yeah,
right?
This is good. Listen to this, yeah.
And so I just didn't know, and I kind of threw it out there, and so my Facebook friend wrote to me and said, look, here's the story. My wife's son is 45 years old, security guard at a college campus, can't afford, he makes $12 an hour, he can't afford the lowest tier of insurance, which was around $300 with $5,000...
Uh-huh. Or a month.
I believe a month.
I bet it's a month. Yeah, I bet it's a month. Yeah.
A month. And it was like a $5,000 deductible. So huge, mm-hmm. right?
Mm.
Couldn't afford it. So last year he got a $200 ding. This year he's going to get $700 taken off for not having Obamacare off of his tax refund.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty crazy. So our Facebook friend said, I'm going to write to the IRS with his tax return and ask for a President Obama, Joe Biden picture waving at my stepson because they just took a lot of his cash. It's not all just complimentary stuff, although I do love and appreciate that. It's, you know, answers to things that we talk about on the air. I had someone write to me as I was talking about the MyPillow, wondering out loud if it was a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll skip that.
But no, the MyPillow is not.
Not so much. That's
yeah, I've heard that too about them. I wouldn't tell you that if they were advertising on the brand. I'd just let it go. But
right.
Since they aren't advertising, I've not heard anything good. But I'm going actually to the Macy's store today because Meredith found some really good pillows that are, they call them the hotel pillows.
Ooh, yeah.
They're supposed to be very good. So I need a couple of those.
Make sure you take your coupon because Macy's always has coupons either online or you have the physical
ones. She got a good deal on these. They were $100 pillows.
Never pay full price at Macy's.
Yeah, right. That's good to know. Thank you, Jennifer, for that tip. In a moment, we pursue the Peyton Manning case again. John Snyder is an attorney, works in the sports field, and has some interesting thoughts about whether Peyton Manning is guilty or not guilty. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom, it undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry. But everyone loves saving money.
Yeah!
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Coming up on 46 past the hour on today's Good Day program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler have John Snyder, recognized sports guru, as well as a forceful trial advocate and pretty creative legal strategist. He serves as counselor and personal advisor to a lot of executives around the country and entrepreneurs, recently named to the American Society of Legal Advocates Top 40 Under 40 list. And has been rated a rising star by super lawyers. Good Lord, John, I don't know if I should be talking to you. You sound like you should be the guy who's the captain of the next ship to Mars.
Well, hey, how's it going? Thank you for the very kind introduction. And
okay.
If you know the guy to talk to be on that next ship to Mars, I might consider it.
Well, you and I could go together. I don't want to go on the one-way trip, though. I want to come back.
I'm not so sure how nice it is in the winters.
No, I'm thinking it's not so nice in the summers either, unless you got plenty of air conditioning. Peyton Manning is denying these doping allegations. He says the story was not true, and he goes after Al Jazeera. So now Al Jazeera are the bad guys because they didn't do a good job, and after all, they're no good Muslims and Arabs, so who can believe them? That kind of stuff. What do you believe about this?
I believe, it's going to be very revealing because anybody can get up and deny something like Peyton Manning has done. I want to see if he's going to file suit.
Because, against Al Jazeera. Mm-hmm.
Against Al Jazeera for defamation. If he sues Al Jazeera for defamation, get your popcorn because this is going to be interesting.
Okay. But as a lawyer, aren't people who are in the public eye subject to different kinds of scrutiny? Isn't it harder, a lot harder, for somebody like Peyton Manning to sue somebody in the news media because they're fair game for rumor, innuendo, suggestion, accusation, any of that stuff?
Yes, under our law, if you're a public figure, it's a higher bar. It's already hard. It's hard for anybody to sue for defamation. It's especially hard for somebody like Peyton Manning. In order to win the case, he's got to prove that Al Jazeera either knew it was false or acted with reckless disregard as the truth.
Right.
That being said, if Peyton is to be believed, I think he's got a real shot to prove it. Again, if his story is true.
Well, I mean, whether he did or he didn't do it, I'm really interested from your perspective about how, if he does go after Al Jazeera, they protect themselves. What happens on the other side? Let's say you've already told us what you would probably do if you were defending Peyton Manning. What do you do if you're defending Al Jazeera?
Well, I mean, if you're Al Jazeera's lawyer, I mean, hopefully they've vetted that thing, 6 ways to Sunday before they aired it. Because, I mean, look, you got, you're going on the air accusing Peyton Manning, possibly the best quarterback of all time, of being a steroid guy. You better be sure. And as far as I can tell, all they got is this character, Sly, who
recanted. Right. Name is Charles Sly, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and now he's recanted.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just think he's recanted. For those who didn't know it, he has recanted his story, but he could do that under pressure. Somebody could have gotten to him and said, oh, by the way, I got a phone call from Tom Brady. You just said that Manning was the best quarterback of all time, and he'd like to discuss that with you after the program.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
All right, so anyway, Al Jazeera maybe has a half a leg to stand on, but you said vetting is the most important thing here. Explain how that works for the audience, because a lot of these things that you see on 60 Minutes or you hear on the radio or see on television, the spotlight thing where that movie that went after the priests in Boston, they had to vet all of that stuff. So how hard is that to do?
I'm sure they had some very, very interesting and long meetings within the executive offices at Al Jazeera over whether or not to go forward with this.
See, if I'm Al Jazeera, I'm going to take a flyer on this, because no matter what happens, if I get sued, I have to cough up a couple of million bucks to give to him. It puts me on the map. Nobody knew Al Jazeera was there. A lot of people didn't. Now everybody knows Al Jazeera is there. Perfect way for them to get exposure, right?
Well, you know, that's a... It's probably true. It's a kind of a cynical way to look at it, but
thank you.
They may put themselves on the map. On the other hand, if they want to be a credible journalistic organization, I'm not sure you want to be known for that.
All right, John. Thank you, John. Attorney John Snyder with us here on Good Day.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this
and totally redeem yourself.
It's not rare earth, but it's pretty good. The Proclaimers. Get ready from the number one movie this week in 1994. Get ready to call 888-302-3684. Identify the movie. Crank this up for a minute, Charlie. You drop it a few more times. Whenever I'm asked to make my
dreams real, I tell them you do. I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing.
That John Denver's full of shit. Man.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Get ready to call us. Why don't you call now? 888-302-3684. The prize is a copy of Maria Francesca Trilogy's Overview of Life. The book is called Life is Good When You Do the Work. There's a lot of learning to be done there. You'll like the book and pass it around. All right, so if you know what the name of the movie is, help yourself. 888-302-DOUG. In a moment, we have an overview of some movie news that's important, so stand by for that, plus the answer to the question here on Good Day.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
All right, 888-302-3684. Let's get the answer to the movie trivia question first before we move on. Let's see, where do we want to go? I think we ought to go to Pineville, Louisiana. Daryl, listening to us there. Hi, Daryl. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, thank you. All right, name of the movie is?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. How many times have you seen it?
I have seen it a couple of times. That bit you played, I often quote that as the epitome of optimism. You know, when somebody does something like that, and it's like, you know, you could look at it one way or another way. So I like that. Plus, at the end of the movie, when Lauren Holly tells him, you know, your chances are one in a million, he says, so you're saying I still have a chance. I think that's great.
Yeah, that is good. What's the most recent movie you've seen that you liked?
War Room. I know it's not in the theater anymore, but we saw it on DVD, finally got a chance to see it, and I thought it was great. I loved it.
War Room, isn't that Matthew Broderick movie from 30 years ago?
No, this is recent.
Who's in it?
I don't know. It wasn't anybody real famous. It was just normal people.
Kenny, save us on this one. Do you know anything about War Room? I'm trying to put it in my mind. I usually see most of the good movies.
It's out on DVD now, so you can get it, you know, wherever you get DVDs.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Spokesperson. Hold on just a second, and we'll get your name on the list for getting Life is Good When You Do the Work. Okay, so...
The movies of the year have been named by USA Today magazine.
And they are?
Or newspaper. Yes. Mad Max Fury Road has been named the movie of the year. Isn't that crazy?
Yes,
followed by Black Mass, Brooklyn, Creed, The Hateful Eight, Inside Out, It Follows, The Martian, Spotlight, Star Wars, and that's it. That's your top 10 list.
Ugh.
No?
Nah.
I think Martian is a good call.
I think Star Wars
is a good call on that.
Yeah, but that's 2 out of 10. Hello.
The
thought for the day today comes from television and movie actress Mary Tyler Moore, whose birthday is today. She's 79. She said, having a dream is what keeps you alive. Overcoming the challenges make life worth living. And that I would second and send it out in triplicate, as a matter of fact. Good food for thought. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which is full, hopefully, of what you think is good food for thought. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.